This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
You're listening to San Diego's home for football. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
Ben and Woods, final hour of the week as we return to our 5 to 9 a.m. schedule today. Hammer, did the biggest fan call in the last 10 minutes? Did not. All right, that means that we're going to open up our prize package to any Ben and Woods listener out there. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. Dial now. You can claim those SeaWorld tickets if you want to go tonight to our 97.3 The Fan Takeover, presented by Sprint, and get entered into the grand prize Vegas getaway drawing, 833-288-0973. By the way, breaking news on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Breaking news from the NFL this morning. Woods just heard on the update there from Andrew Bogish that Janoris Jenkins was released by the New York Giants. He was a don't do this earlier this week.
Yes, he was tweeting a fan at practice, and the fan, you know, I guess Janoris was talking about his stats and everything, and the Giants are terrible. So he tweeted a fan. He said, "Hey, I can only do my job, retard." And they didn't like that very much, and he's been cut.
I think it's interesting because when I was growing up in high school, no one would blink an eye,
right?
If they had used that word. But it really doesn't. It's not that difficult to imagine why that would be offensive to people,
100%,
and why you can't use that word. But we didn't even think about that stuff growing up. I'm glad we do now. I mean, why wouldn't we when you have the opportunity? Just be better. Now, should he have lost his job over it? That is a extreme action. Although considering Janoris Jenkins' reaction, great, thank you, to being released by the Giants.
Yeah,
sounds like there was probably some underlying tension already in the relationship.
He probably didn't want him anyway, and it was kind of, he sealed his own fate.
Yeah. Also, as one of the Giants reporters just tweeted, they opened their practice by blaring Frozen's "Let It Go" over the loudspeakers.
Very weird.
After letting Janoris Jenkins go, which also tells me that there was probably some more bad blood going on behind the scenes than just one tweet to a fan during a practice.
And at the end of a year, like the Giants have had, like the coaches are doing bits at practice. You got to be ready to get the hell out of there. It's been such a disappointing season for the Giants.
Can they still catch the Bengals for the worst records? They get two wins. The Bengals only have one. So they're not out of it for the number one overall draft.
No, they're not.
Don't know who they're going after, though. It's either Joe Burrow or Chase Young most people think.
They would probably want the two then and get Chase Young. And I think
unless the Bengals actually end up with Chase Young.
But they need a quarterback. And they need a quarterback. And that kid, I think, is from around that area, Ohio kid. I mean, that's a perfect fit.
I did see that, obviously, Joe Burrow's almost certainly going to pick up the Heisman Trophy. Got the Walter Camp Award yesterday, Maxwell Award, Player of the Year in College Football. The scouts are starting to drool as well. NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah, who, by the way, nice of him. He came by to said hello.
Yeah.
Was at the winter meetings.
Yeah,
and said,
bye.
Yeah, he's a listener and said, yeah, it's good to see you guys in person. I saw him tweeting and said, Joe Burrow, poise in the pocket, off the charts. And, you know, he's watched a lot of tape over the years. Really stands out. And, I mean, if you're going to pick a trait for an NFL quarterback, yeah, you want a strong arm's great. But a lot of guys can throw, you know, a football a long way. Accuracy, of course, is incredibly important. But if you don't have poise, doesn't matter how great your arm is, how accurate it is, how fast you run, none of it matters if you can't have poise back there. I mean, the NFL, you know, being a quarterback is scary. You got a lot of big, giant, fast guys who are coming to get you. And if you get happy feet, you're done. You're absolutely done.
That
so.
Kid is the odds-on favorite, Benny, to run away with the Heisman Trophy. I saw somebody bet yesterday, I think, like $10,000 to win like $300 or something on the Heisman Trophy. Let me see if I can have it on my...
I mean, I can't... You know, Chase Young, to me, you could make the argument, was the best player in all of college football, but he also missed a couple of games. Had the
suspension.
The suspension, yep. Which is certainly going to cost him some votes.
All right, Joe Burrow, right now, if I want to bet on the site that I bet on, Ben, allegedly, let's say I want to put $100 down. You know how much I will win? 4 cents. I can bet $100 to win 4 cents that Joe Burrow will be the Heisman Trophy winner. Holy cow. That's minus 25,000 for those counting at home.
And then after the Heisman Trophy, the bowl season starts.
Yep.
Out of 40 bowls, ESPN has ranked, they rank them all from most to least entertaining.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Any guess on where the New Mexico Bowl between Central Michigan and San Diego State lands?
One out of 40?
Yeah, one from 1 to 40.
40.
Yeah, actually, 39.
35.
Here are the matchups that ESPN says are even less
all
interesting.
Right. These are least. This is less interesting than
Central Michigan SDSU.
Central Michigan SDSU. Here we go.
At New Mexico. Number 36, the Independence Bowl. Louisiana Tech against Miami. So the U actually falls below San Diego State in level of interest at this point.
Shocking.
Number 37, the Cure Bowl. The Mortgage Cure Bowl. Liberty, Georgia Southern. Liberty, just Hugh Freeze just got an extension.
Nobody knows who that is.
He's their head coach. He used to be at like Ole Miss,
just
right?
Just kidding, yeah.
And then 38, the Frisco Bowl. That was the one the Aztecs played in last year. That is Utah State against Kent State.
Oh, God, that is putrid.
Number 39.
Where is that one?
Frisco Bowl's in Frisco, Texas, yeah. Number 39, the second least interesting bowl in America, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Ohio versus Nevada.
Oof, brutal.
And finally, the least interesting bowl game of 2019, going to be on New Year's Eve on CBS Sports Network. If you want to circle your make your viewing plans now, the Arizona Bowl, Wyoming against Georgia State.
Brutal. Where are the Irish in there? Because that bowl is pretty crappy. The Camping World Bowl against Iowa State.
The Camping World Bowl
comes in at, I'm still going. That's obviously they.
Top 15, maybe?
Still going.
Let's smoke that
10,
bowl.
Number
hit
10.
That bong.
Don't buy that one at
number
all.
Number 10, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Right in front of
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Right in front of number 11, the SDCCU Holiday Bowl.
Oh.
With USC.
USC.
Against Iowa.
Yeah.
Just outside the top 10.
And so. Number one, I'm assuming.
Number one is the college football playoff semifinal at the Fiesta Bowl, Ohio State, Clemson, battle of unbeatens for a spot in the national championship college football playoff final.
I can't wait for these.
Obviously, number two is LSU, Oklahoma, and the other playoff. The best non-playoff bowl game, number three, is the Rose Bowl game, Oregon and Wisconsin.
Yeah, should be a good one, too. 2 weeks from tomorrow, man, these big ones get underway.
The lesser big ones get underway next Friday. From today, bowl season officially starts.
Aztecs are...
Second day of the bowl season, Saturday, yeah. Which is such a bad spot for them, too, because their bowl is, I think we mentioned this, is at the same time as the Aztecs game against Utah at Staples Center,
the basketball team,
the undefeated basketball team that actually is kind of intriguing and worth watching right now. Even Rocky said, yeah, we're probably going to lose about half of our fans that would have come to the game because they're going to be going to the basketball game
in Los Angeles. Can't blame them at all.
So, by the way, the comment on the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. In week one, Wyoming beat Missouri and Georgia State topped Tennessee. So the winner of this game will officially be named the third best team in the SEC East.
Good God. Good
that,
God.
That's how bad the SEC – remember – I said, the SEC really isn't that deep this year. I mean, you had Missouri losing to Wyoming. You had Tennessee losing to Georgia State. You had a lot of bad teams padding the win totals of teams like LSU and Alabama and Georgia this year. So let's not give the SEC too much credit.
Well, I mean, they're two of the. I mean, they're the good. It's a good, good teams in the SEC.
All right,
we play some hard games.
Yeah, we've got a special guest coming up.
We do.
Both in studio and on the phone.
Craig Elston.
Craig Elston's going to be stopping by. The Sockers play tonight, and at halftime, you're going to have the new media versus old media celebrity indoor soccer game.
Throwing that term celebrity
Woods
around.
Captaining the new or the old media squad against the new media squad.
New media, can we call them like wannabe media?
Ooh.
That's
Shots
unfair.
Fired.
That is totally unfair. There's some podcasts. Well, there's podcasters who make a lot more money than we do. That's for sure.
Not here.
Like
not
Ben Higgins, the Bachelor.
Ben
Higgins, the Bachelor. Remember, he makes like $23,000 a quarter for his podcast.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Yeah. So be careful how you diss any new media.
I'm not dissing anybody. You're old media. Why don't you? You're too old media.
I'm double old media.
You're double old media. Guys in here defending new media because his friggin' wife. Is playing for new media. You are a. I just almost called you a word I can't say.
All right, so we'll talk a little soccer with Craig.
I can't
wait. Brian Farber.
Craig always
the
brings
team.
The heat too.
Yeah, he'll probably have some snide comments for us.
He'll be energetic
about our lack of an
energy. Because we're lacking energy
show.
Right now. I'm telling you, I'm sick. Paul's sick. We're lacking energy. We're almost done for the week.
We'll kick it up coming up next year on Ben and Woods. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Go.
The Fan is your home for all football action. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
Is it Football Friday or is it Futsal Friday? Isn't that what they call indoor soccer in other countries? Futsal?
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 I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I know someone who will know the answer to that question. It's Ben and Woods. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And joining us in studio right now from the San Diego Sockers, at least trying to.
Now, Craig, I will tell you
the
that.
Headphones and stuff over there.
We are at Entercom, but those headphones are still Mighty 1090, buddy, just so you know.
I don't think your microphone's on either, so. It's just like the old days,
it's just
right?
Like the old days.
Feel nothing
very
works.
Recognizable, yes.
We wanted to make you feel comfortable. It's like what I don't want to be at a radio station where things actually work.
Old
that's
home
weird.
Mornings.
Yeah, it feels like home, doesn't it?
Hi guys.
Hi Craig.
Am I right though? Is indoor soccer called futsal in other countries?
Not exactly.
It's not the same thing.
Futsal is a very popular international sport, mostly in South America. It's played on a basketball-sized court.
Smaller.
No walls, rubberized floor, 4-on-4.
Oh.
So it's a slight, because it's smaller, the ball rolls out all the time.
You got to think it'd be crazy. You'd be chasing after that thing all the time.
All the time. We are arena soccer, and then what we played in Australia at the World Cup in October, that's mini football. 6-on-6, just a slightly smaller field, but an outdoor-style field.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we know. Because I've seen all these names before, and I've never really totally understood it. The walls are genius. That is genius for American soccer consumers because they keep the action going. They add to the goals. They add a different element of geometry that I think is missing from our other sports.
That is factually correct, my friend. The wall of scora only happens in soccer, the off-the-wall pass, where we like to say...
Hockey, sort of, but it doesn't bounce that well.
We like to say in our sport, we build walls, but those walls build bridges.
Ooh, I like that.
Please tell me you don't actually say that.
There will be no bridges built tonight, Craig. There will only be bridges burned at the old versus new media game. I'm very excited to be captaining the old media team. I feel like I'm definitely the right man for the job, despite my lack of soccer ability or acumen.
Right.
You know, for me, it's more about leadership. It's about showing up early, being there for my guys, putting my guys in the best position to win, which I have no idea what that entails. I've been watching videos, though, of your beloved San Diego Sockers and trying to get a feel for the game, and it's very fast. And I look around at myself, at Paul, a couple of the other guys on the team, and I'm like, I don't see a lot of speed here.
Got the size.
Size is important.
Got the strength.
Now, Hammer's very fast.
Yeah.
But I wonder, so we're looking at about an 8-minute game tonight?
Ten-minute game.
It changes every week, I feel
like. Three seasons of adult indoor soccer rank me in experience
tonight? I'd say on your team, probably in the upper half for sure.
Upper third.
Maybe upper third, yeah.
Maybe number one.
Maybe number one.
Well, yeah, we are screwed.
And I've, you know, I wanted to play goal originally, yeah. But I have. So I found out something through the grapevine. So the new media team has a guy that doesn't currently actually have a podcast to his name, named Patty.
He's
absolutely a regular. He's a vital part of Down at Our Rendezvous. You know, he's on every single episode.
Landon Donovan was a regular on Ben and Woods before. Uh-huh. I'm not rolling him out there to play in the new media, old media game. So. You know, listen, semantics are semantics. Patty was a professional goaltender.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was. I found this out this morning. So that's pretty awesome that we got to go against him. Now, Ciro, who works here at Entercom, he is a pretty damn good goaltender. I was going to be the goalie. I want to win. I'm putting Ciro in goal.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to get out on the floor now,
yes,
which
you
is
are.
Really terrifying.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do then is either trade jerseys, you guys, and I was going to get Ciro a bib. I thought you were still starting in goal.
Because you got a different jersey when you're the goaltender. You're allowed to use
your hands.
Because
you're an off-color jersey.
Yeah, you're allowed to use your hands.
Otherwise, no one would know who the goalie is.
Although, I think Ciro could probably fit in yours.
Yeah.
You just trade.
You think
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We're about the same size.
Yeah, you guys can trade jerseys. No one can. I know what you look like, I'll be the one on the mic.
I'll be Sepulveda, and he'll be Woods.
Yeah, but I think I can figure it out. I know what this goofball looks like.
Now, again, real quick, just a tip. Tonight, if I don't know what your plans were as far as announcing the rosters, go ahead and just announce them because everybody knows who we are.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So just in the interest of saving time,
I'm sure they
just
all
announce
do.
Them because they know us.
Hammer is a household name.
He absolutely is. He absolutely
is. You're the first on the floor tonight, by the way, Woodsy, because Old Media is being announced first, and the captain is announced first. So you will be first
alone
on the
out
floor.
There, and then just stop and just have him standing out there by himself, and that's the prank for Woods.
Do I run to the middle?
Yeah, actually, it'll be the far line. You'll run to the far line.
I don't even know what that is.
You'll be too tired by the end. You'll be done.
Yeah. You might be toasted. If you do what you told me you were going to do yesterday, you'll be pretty
toasted. I'm not
toasted.
Doing that now.
There's actually like a real game, though, tonight, too, that's important.
Well, thank you,
because
Ben.
The Sockers are playing their rival, the Ontario Fury. And you guys dropped a game earlier this season, which matched your entire loss total from all of last year. That's
insane.
A lot of pressure, because now you can't lose again, or you automatically had a worse season than last year.
All we care about, my friend, is lifting the Ron Newman Cup at the end of the year. And if we do that, we'll have had a more successful year, no matter what our record is. But you're right. We did drop the home opener. It was a shocker of sorts. And now the Sockers are about to play 6 games out of 7 at home to this weekend. We've got tonight's match. And Sunday evening, tonight, Ontario Fury in town. And if you're a Sockers fan, you already know that's our Inland Empire rival. That's the closest team. That's the team that's dying to beat us. They signed Jermaine Jones, the U.S. men's national team.
I've heard of him, absolutely.
He will make his San Diego indoor debut tonight. We played him up in the Inland Empire.
They totally stole that idea from the Sockers when you put Landon Donovan on the team last year.
Landon opened the door. Jermaine walked through. We appreciate it. You know, we're the doormen. We're holding that door open. We want everyone to come in. So not only did they sign Jermaine Jones, they signed the 3-time MVP of our league, Frank Tailloux, who's been on the team that's knocked us out of the playoffs 5 of the 6 last years.
Oh, my God.
So it's like they're stocking up on soccer killers.
But you guys sound like the next Julie V, right? From Eastern Europe?
Slavisa Upaparapovic?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
Only Craig.
Slavisa Parapovic?
Slavisa Upaparapovic.
Mori Povich is on your team?
Mori Povich. Slav is a heck of a player, and all you need to know is his name is Slav.
Slav.
Number 99.
Like, he's well-prepared. He's Preparapovic.
Uba. Para.
Uba. He's uber.
Uba
prepared.
Para.
He's
uber
para. Prepared. You're going to start on these names. He'll go all day, Craig, if you don't cut him off, as you know. He will go.
Yeah, Slav is a stud. We've got a lot. Our team is loaded. We're loaded. I know we say that every year. But that's what I love, and you know this, Ben, you know this, Woods. That's what I love about working for the Sockers. We're the Yankees of our league. We have one goal, win the championship.
Or else.
Do you send video crews to film the other team's bench for the game you're going to play next? Because then you can be the Patriots.
We are not the Patriots. We are the Yankees. That's a very important distinction.
Is there a way that I can get some sort of edge tonight, Craig? As you look at, you hear my Alka-Seltzer right now. I'm a little under the weather.
Uh-huh.
And Paul is as well. So we're already a couple
careful
men down.
Careful with that stuff.
I know. I will be careful. Listen to that.
Wow.
That's good radio. Right
effervescence.
There.
We couldn't have done that from the winter meetings on those headsets at the table. You need to have
that is good.
A professional radio studio.
That is good radio.
To listen to the fizz, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
No, I just, you know, look, I know that there's a... I know there's a lot of good players on their team. We've got a couple of guys up our sleeve that we're just keeping under the radar. We don't like to talk a lot. We talk for a living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like what we get paid to do. It's not a hobby. It's actually our profession. So we're just going to kind of go out there and play our game. But we're going to get a little instruction before the game, I understand.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, each of our media teams has an honorary soccer's alumni coach.
Amazing.
Because I know that you guys don't know what you're doing.
Correct.
And this could turn into a complete clown show. So Anthony Medina is going to be the honorary head coach of Team New Media. And Nate Hetherington is going to be the head coach of Team Old Media. In fact, they both just this morning sent me some motivational videos.
Oh, good.
I'm going to be posting those on the San Diego Soccer's Twitter and Instagram account so that you guys can get your motivational speech from your coaches. But they will be Nate will be helping you to figure out, you know, who subs for Paul,
right,
and who Paul subs for and what position y'all is going
to
play.
You don't necessarily stop the game to sub, right?
Go on the fly.
You just run right off and
on. I don't have any timeouts or anything?
No timeouts.
Oh, my God.
You sub on the fly. sub on the run or on a whistle.
Now, I'm sure that all of our listeners are...
There's a ref.
Will they be doing cards?
You are really going to have to screw up to get a card, so I suspect you will get
one. If I get a yellow card, what does that mean?
Two yellow cards, you're out. You're ejected.
So I can go get two yellow cards quickly and just be done?
True.
Because it's a 10-minute game and the yellow makes you sit five. I would just suggest
not... Oh, I have to sit five? Oh,
it's a power play. Yeah,
you're man down?
Yeah, you have to get on the power play.
Let me remind Ben, too. In indoor soccer... Blue cards are where you get the 2-minute power play.
Oh, that's
like
right.
A hockey, blue card. Yellow card is like when you yell at the ref and call him a naughty name.
Oh,
and then you sit in the box for 5 minutes.
So our girl Friar Gal tweeted in, who is live streaming this thing? People, if they cannot make it to the game, they will be able to watch this.
Thank you, Paul. Well, I want to say this to all of the audience. First of all, so I've got a couple of messages I need to deliver, but let's start on this one. Every soccer's match, every single one, is live, free, in HD, on MASL TV, which is on YouTube. So super easy to find, super fan friendly in terms of you click onto the website. And, you know, if you have a smart TV, you've got YouTube on your big screen.
Right.
So we tonight, normally on halftime, we play ads, we play an interview, whatever. Tonight, we are going live the whole way through.
You don't have to.
And
that's fine.
While myself, I will be heading down and being the PA.
Oh, God.
So I'll be the in-arena announcer, our Nate Abarea, who works with me on the broadcast, will be doing play-by-play of the media game live on MASL TV on YouTube. And then the game is archived right afterwards. So everyone just needs to go find that Soccer's Fury match, get to halftime, and watch and laugh.
And I know the celebrity game is obviously a big enough draw to hopefully draw a huge crowd tonight, but you guys are doing a few other promotions as well tonight, I understand.
This is why I love Ben. The professional keeps all of the information flowing, keeps it moving. Yes, Ben, absolutely. One of the biggest reasons we're having the media game tonight is, of course, to raise awareness, because this is the December season of giving for the Sockers. We have 4 home matches in the month of December. Every single game, we're doing something for our community, and we're asking our fans to help, and in turn, we're trying to give something back to them. So tonight is Sock Toss Night. And this is what we'd like you to do. When you come out to the match tonight, head on over to whatever department
store you want.
Right, Target, whatever. Get yourself a pack of socks, all right? You buy a pack of like 6 socks, it costs you maybe $6, $7, okay? You bring that pack of socks with you tonight to Pechanga Arena San Diego. Right outside the north entrance, we're going to have a redemption kiosk where they're going to say, okay, you brought 6 packs of socks? Great, you get 6 entries. You bring in those socks. When we score our first goal tonight, everyone throws those socks on the field. It's a sock toss. We're going to gather all the socks up. San Diego Rescue Mission is taking all of the donations, and they're going to hand them right out to our local homeless. It's the number one thing that the homeless need that they don't get in terms of donations is this most basics, food, socks and underwear. So that is happening tonight. And I mentioned the entries, Ben, because for every pair of socks or underwear, new, please let me emphasize, new, not used.
Not even
new,
gently used.
Not gently used. Not partially used. Not horribly used. New pair of socks and underwear that you bring, every pair. So you bring an 8-pack of socks, you get 8 entries. We are doing a drawing, guys, for a brand new $4,000 spa brand new Ooh, hot tub.
I need one in my backyard. I'm going to Costco. I'm getting a Costco pack of socks.
That's right.
So I can get a lot of entries tonight.
So, yeah, we're having, and we'll draw 10 finalists tonight out of everyone who donates. We're doing donation. We're doing a food drive on the 15th. We're doing a cleat drive on the 22nd. And on the 22nd, we're giving away this incredible spot.
You don't throw the cleats, do you? That, if,
no, that would be only one. Only one sock toss. Yeah. Food toss, the cans of beans would be really painful. So everything else, no toss. Tonight, a toss.
Craig, it is good to see you as always. What happened at Farber? I thought he was calling in.
What happened to Farber?
Didn't answer.
All right, okay. That's all right. No, Craig, you did a good job. You did a nice job. Good to see you. And tickets are available at the box office, obviously, tonight.
Absolutely.
Parking still free.
Parking's free, yeah. Always. Think about that, guys. Tickets start at $15, but almost everywhere you go, it's a $15 parking just to get you in. So it's almost like a buy one, get one.
Who has the official rights to the emergency podcast after we win tonight?
Yeah, that's a good. Oh, but here's another question for you. Will New Media, are they doing a Patreon for this, or is it going to be free content for once?
Yeah, I think for once.
For once it's going to be
free. This is going to be in front of the paywall.
Yeah. No GoFundMes or anything? No charity donations for these guys? Okay, cool. That'll be new for them.
Yeah, whoever wins gets the first shot on the live stream or the podcast. Absolutely.
No Patreon
Craig, good to see you. We will see you tonight at Pechanga Arena.
Good luck, by the way, to Shelly, who's playing on
I
Team
know,
New
absolutely.
Media.
Absolutely. He's a little perturbed
off.
That I have some split loyalties, which I actually don't.
Yeah, he has. No, that's the funny thing. There are no split loyalties. There's
He's
one
all
loyalty.
Team New Media. You know this.
Unbelievable.
All right,
unbelievable.
We'll wrap it up. We'll bring Hammer back in. Get you ready for the weekend.
I mean, the guy routinely hangs out with our competition. Are you ever
literally?
Excited?
It's been a good
professional
week.
Goalkeeper Patty.
Been a good week. It's been a Woods on San Diego's number one sports, but not too much sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
Didn't catch the game? We've got you covered. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
Look good this holiday season with Supercuts and keep looking sharp all year long. Go to 97.3thefansd.com. Sign up to win a year's worth of Supercuts courtesy of 97.3 The Fan and Supercuts San Diego. Ben and Woods, we are about to wrap this whole thing up for the week. Right now, let's get one more check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Damming. All right, you're ready to go. You've gotten your final tips. You're good to go for tonight.
No, I'm not even
Who's,
close.
Who are some of the... So give me some of the people who are on your team tonight, your halftime soccer's team. We've got Hammer, who's in studio here.
Hammer.
You
so
have any?
Excited.
Did you play soccer growing
up?
Yeah, totally.
Soccer.
Okay. Yeah, travel soccer. Benito Rebels, we were a powerhouse.
Okay. Powerhouse.
I
he
believe
knows
that.
What he's doing. Paulie Reindl's on the squad.
We found out he's done 3 years of indoor soccer, like community, whatever.
I did, Adult 4 league. Years of indoor soccer at it was a Santee Sportsplex, and then I played like 2 or 3 years as a kid. You know, I was 10.
So you're strategically taking on members of the team.
Yeah, I mean, I know how to build a team, as you know. I know how to build a baseball team.
Yeah.
I know, this is my first
soccer
foray
team.
Into a soccer team.
You got other people from the building.
Yeah, I got Amber from KSON. I've got Alyssa. From 94. Yeah, a lot of women represented on Team Old Me, because that's what we like to do.
Hey, but in America, women's soccer is better than men's soccer.
It's better than men's soccer. That's why
now,
I got all these girls.
Now, did you invite any of my television competitors?
Yeah, so the guy you used to co-host with before me, Derek Togerson, is going to be playing.
He might be good.
Darnay Tripp is going to be playing as
Guys
well.
Guys across the street
yep.
on NBC.
I've got, who else? I'm blanking right now.
Is Shelly the only girl on the new media team?
No. Jodes is on the new media team. I think it's a pretty even match. I've got Ciro from promotions over here. I got a couple guys from 91X. I got guys from all over, man. I got Eddie from the show. He's going to be another goaltender as well. May not get a lot of time, but we'll see. And it's going to be fun. I have already, might have talked to Hammer about a bounty, perhaps, on a few players. And
I'm ready for it.
I know you are. And it's gonna get pretty heated out there. Shelly nervous?
Yeah.
Is she? I'm nervous too.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think you're allowed to be.
Very.
I mean, you know, you play adult league baseball, but generally there's no crowd. There's gonna be thousands of people watching this game tonight.
I know.
And I don't who's gonna get up? No one's gonna get up at halftime. They're all gonna stay in their seats.
100%.
Sitting right there. Hammer, what's the biggest crowd you ever played in front of at college football or any other sport?
Definitely Central Missouri. It was around 20,000.
Woo! Okay.
Yeah, 20,000. Big time Midwest football, Division II. Can't beat it.
Damn.
They got as many people for those games as San Diego State gets here.
Hey, Central Missouri, man.
San Diego State is not, I mean, if it's not the Sky Show, 20,000 is not bad.
Yeah.
In actuality for San Diego State. So, yeah, that's a typical
But Warrensburg, game. Missouri, man, we had me, Delaney Walker for the Titans. Dude, we were stacked. Everybody was trying to come see us.
Nice. I'm excited. You know, listen, I've got a lot of friends on that new media team, too. John Browner's a guy I'm looking forward to seeing.
Love
caught up with him in a while. Jordan Carruth, haven't seen him in forever. Love H.J. Preller. You know, Gennaro, all those guys. We know all those guys. We're all friends, but we're not friends for 10 minutes tonight at halftime. And then after, we can share a beer and talk about how they, you know, probably ran their mouths a little too much. Hammer, you're not coming off the...
I don't plan on
You're
it.
Not coming... Like, that's one... Like, you're on the what do you call it? The turf?
Now, Hammer should be... I don't know if our coach is going to have, like, positions...
I'm your coach.
Our soccer coach.
I'm your captain and your coach.
He should be midfielder because we're going to need help on offense and defense. Yeah, you are going to be all over the field. You will not stop running.
Because I want the free range to be able to make a stop on the defensive end and then be able to hold the ball and then maybe make a move and then be able to finish it with the score.
Whatever you want.
Thank you.
Whatever you want to do. I guess over under on the time I play tonight.
And it's 10 minutes max.
It's 10 minutes max.
Six people on the team on the field at once.
Yes.
And you have how many total people on your team?
It's really 5-on-5, right? Because the goalie
is one.
Yeah,
it's really 5-on-5.
Plus a goalie.
Or is it 6-on-6 plus a goalie?
I think it's 5-on-5 plus a goalie.
I think it's 5-on-5 plus a goalie.
Okay.
I would set the over-under at 2 minutes.
I'll take the under on that.
Yeah. I was thinking like 90 seconds. I didn't want to insult you too bad.
I'm trying to get the win. It's hard to manage and play, guys. I need to have my head in the game.
I just want to start. You can pull me after 60 seconds.
Fine.
That's fine. I just want to start.
It's a deal. It's a done deal.
Sweet.
It's done. You're in.
Cool.
Oh, God. What did we do? What did I get myself into again?
What are the rules, too? Are we
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because if there's a ref, is there a potential red card involved?
There is. I asked Craig, and he said, yeah, there's just be careful.
You're not. I mean, you can be physical, but you're not allowed to, like, you know, just tackle a guy.
I'm slide tackling.
Check him from
twice.
Behind. You can't slide. You got to hit the ball if you're going to slide tackle.
Yeah, totally. It's not going to be like, oh, the running randomly, because I don't want to waste a slide tackle.
Yeah.
There's no, like, blindside blocks or anything. This isn't football. It's still soccer.
Well, there's one blindside block. It's for the bounty, and I'm trying to collect.
Yeah, I have a baseball playoff game in the morning that actually matters. So,
this actually matters.
No, it does. It does. It does.
Man. Hammer, your Houston Texans need a win badly this weekend. Probably the game of the weekend in the NFL, right?
I cannot tell you how happy I was when you guys weren't here on Monday.
Oh, I bet. It was embarrassing.
So let me tell you about how last weekend Texans game went for me.
They got slaughtered by the Denver Broncos.
Slaughtered. So I had to work Nordstrom's, and they had me in the dungeon in Nordstrom's. Like, it's the basement. You get no service. I can't stream the game at all. So the game's going on. So I finally get, like, my 15-minute break, and this is, like, around when halftime was going to be. I was like, all right, great. I finally get to go up and check it out. Go to the bathroom, open up my phone, 38-3.
Oh.
We're losing to Denver Broncos. I'm going to be honest. I teared up.
You did?
I didn't, like, cry. I wasn't sad, like, one of those type of tears. It was one of those things where you're so shocked. It was like when the tears start rolling down your eyes during a yawn, and you just can't help it. So it sucked. But I'm excited for this weekend. We're going to be AFC South champions, basically, if we win this weekend. So it's going to be fantastic.
The other big game on Sunday afternoon is the Rams against the Cowboys. Two teams heading in completely different directions, but just as important a game for both teams. The Cowboys are still tied for first place at 6-7. If the Rams lose, they're in a lot of trouble. They actually, you know this, the Rams need help this week.
They do.
They need help from the LA Chargers, who are taking on the Minnesota Vikings, who are the team one game ahead of the Rams for the last wild card spot in the NFC. So they're actually cheering for the Chargers this week, because that could get them into a tie for that second wild card spot if they beat the Cowboys.
And who are the Chargers playing?
The Vikings.
Vikings.
They need to beat the Vikings to help out the Rams on Sunday this
Wouldn't
week.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Do you think it's fair, I guess is the word to use, that the Rams could end up 10-6 or even 11-5 and miss the playoffs, where a 7-9 Cowboys or Eagles team could win the division and make the playoffs?
It's fair's got nothing to do with it. It's more of just... fair's not the right word. It's definitely sucks because that division is just so, it's there for the taking, and no one has snatched that division up in the NFC. And you just look at how bad those teams have played. There's been so many opportunities for one of them to separate themselves. I think mostly the Cowboys have been the ones that have soiled themselves the most.
Now, it happened once, at least once before, the year that Tom Brady got hurt, and who was it? Matt Castle led the Patriots to an 11-5 record.
He got paid after that, too.
Yeah, he did. Ooh.
But they missed the playoffs at 11-5. They lost like a tiebreaker to the Dolphins, I think, for the wild card. That was the year the Chargers started 4-8 and won their last four games and beat Denver on the last day of the season to finish 8-8, win the AFC West. They were in. The 11-5 Patriots were out of the playoffs that year. Yeah, there's always the argument is that why don't just take the best? Who cares if you won your division? If you're not one of the best six teams, you shouldn't qualify for the playoffs. I think what's the point of having divisions if you're not going to get to the playoffs if you win your division?
Yeah.
So as long as you have divisions, the division winner, I think, has to go to the playoffs in my mind. They don't have to host a game, though.
What was the last?
I don't know why the NFL insists that the division winner gets to host that playoff game. If you got an 11-5 team, shouldn't have to go on the road to face a 7-9 team in the playoffs.
What was the last worst team to make the Super Bowl? Wasn't it the Cardinals?
Well, the Giants did that year where they were 9-7 and they won it all.
Cardinals.
Did the Pittsburgh Steelers do that too? They wore like all road jerseys on the way to the Super Bowl.
I think they did. And then the
Cardinals were 9-7. They made the Super Bowl. They lost to the Steelers.
The Packers did it once as well. 9-7, I think, went and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean, 8-8's a lot different. You're 8-8 football team. You win your division. You know,
that's
and
basic.
That's
now, the Chargers did win their first playoff game that year against Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts down at the Q in that overtime game. Darren Sproles with the walk off winner in overtime. Seahawks did it.
They got in at 7-9. Remember they beat
the
Saints.
Right.
Yeah, the Marshawn Lynch beast mode run.
Can I say that I took that Alka-Seltzer and I feel a little loopy right now?
Yes, you
can. I
really absolutely. I'm not crazy.
What do you feel like?
It's stronger than you think.
Mushrooms, kind of?
Oh,
I feel a little...
Give me some.
I feel a little loopy.
It's the fizziness, I think, that goes right to your head. Bubbles on the brain. Mm.
There's no way this is the thing, Alka-Seltzer. Well, you guys are just old.
He got jacked up on you.
Oh, it happened. It happened, and I was
very...
He was
slurring. You still so have him slurring from the Alka-Seltzer?
I gotta find it.
You gotta dig for that. We need to play that. Also, when are we doing our end of the year best of scene? Like the best moments of Ben and Woods.
We are on the air that last, what is it, like the 30th?
We're on New Year's.
And New Year's Eve.
We're on New Year's Eve. All right, we'll do it then.
So we could do it then.
So we got the extravaganza.
Make it an easy show.
Yeah.
The extravaganza.
The extravaganza is going to be amazing. Shared with everybody else what we're going to be doing part of it, Ben.
Not me.
I'm the only one.
I'm totally in the dark. This is next Friday, correct?
Next Friday. Lots of surprises. We'll invite some listeners up, too, and just make it a party in here.
I got an outfit picked out and everything.
I got one as well. I need you. The only thing I need from you is to dress holiday.
Holiday festive.
Holiday-y.
Did you like Shelly's holiday sweater last night?
A sweater on that says, what did it say?
Says, when I think about you, I touch my elf.
It's very risque.
On a holiday party,
at a holiday company. Now, by the way, so we're walking out last night to our car.
This like some special street version of Alka-Seltzer.
Now we slowed that down.
You slowed that down.
But
I was going to say,
dude, he was pretty.
What
jacked.
Is wrong with him?
There was a girl that
was in a sealed little package. Looked very reputable.
You're the best, Ben.
He was so sick, and I gave him. He's like, "Is this street stuff?"
Never know with Woods. I just feel like
he could be
hiding things in an Alka-Seltzer package.
Oh my goodness!
I dipped your Alka-Seltzer in Molly before I gave it to you, Ben.
That would be the nicest thing you could ever do.
Fair enough. I walked in last night. There was a girl. Were you guys still here? We're walking out. The girl that walked in with the skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Good God. I was like, whoa.
Not a skirt.
You're walking in? I'm like, it was like a cloth. She's walking in the Christmas party. Find out who that was.
Can't believe I missed this.
A plus one or an employee?
She was with a dude. I think may have been in promotions, but I was like, you can't wear that upstairs.
Hey,
girl.
What a young promotions dude. Yeah, I'm going to make a statement at this holiday party.
They're going to know my name after this night. It was amazing.
What a move.
It was great, man. It was great. But people already texting in for their place at the holiday extravaganza next week. You're going to be so uncomfortable and
annoyed. Why would I be uncomfortable at a holiday extravaganza? That doesn't seem in keeping with the season.
Making you uncomfortable? Season, it's literally what our show is built on.
But the season of giving, the season of
it's giving
cheer,
I'm giving myself.
Merriment, and cheer.
Cheer for our listeners. It's going to be so fun.
All right. I'll just steal myself for the last day before the holidays.
We didn't talk much Padres today, Benny, and I think we should touch on...
All right, let's finish with a little Padres talk. We're at the flagship station.
Here on the flagship. Padres, nothing to report.
Padres
Buddy
didn't,
Reed.
Didn't do much. Yeah, Buddy Reed was added on as a player to be named later in that trade to get Yerkes and Profar from the A's. It seems as though they were just waiting to see if they would lose him in the Rule 5 draft before... They could send him off, and then once he was not lost, they were able to include him in that deal.
The player to be named later is sketch to me. It's always been very sketch. Like I guess the other team, like, couldn't you just give him your turdiest player? Like, if literally just like your worst player in the organization, like on a video game, he would rank out at 20 or something.
Yeah. How do how did that get determined?
So generally, when it's announced, if there's a player to be named later in a trade. They've already either agreed to a name and there's just like a contingency.
Got it.
Probably in this case, they said, okay, we're going to have Buddy Reed, but we don't have spot for him yet. We have to wait until after
the
Rule 5 draft. And assuming you still have him and we still have the spot, then he'll be the player. If not, that's why they said, or cash considerations. Like if they had lost him,
just pay us.
Then maybe the Padres would have sent like $50,000 or something instead of a player to the Oakland A's. Sometimes it's a... we haven't decided yet. We need to do a little more scouting. So we got three guys, and we'll just pick one of the three after we're done.
But it's
scouting.
All agreed upon.
But it's all agreed on in advance. It's
did
not
you
like
send
a surprise.
Who would be our player to be named later?
In our like if we traded one of the members of our show?
Like the bait and switch one?
Yeah, bait and switch.
I Myers. Think we all know.
Me?
I think it's me.
I don't think it's Aaron.
People don't even know my actual name.
I honestly, I think it would be one of those giant shockers. And I would end up being the player to be named later in a trade.
It would be.
It would be.
Yeah. It would be.
It would be one of those it would be need for need type trades.
Who would we trade Ben for?
You'd need someone like some other station would need someone who talked a little more sports.
Yes.
And you were like thinking, well, it's gonna be tough to lose him, but he does talk a little too much sports for me. So we could probably sub him out for someone else.
Some yuck monkey that also knows a little bit of sports.
I've heard your guys' shows when I've been sick or in the hospital or something. I'm feeling pretty confident that I will
you're good.
Not be
Paul,
leaving.
You're gonna be here.
Paul's an untouchable.
He kinda is. He's like Mackenzie Gore of our show.
And then there's me.
And then there's Hammer.
Woods is kind of the Tatis of the show.
Though. Oh, that's a nice.
You know, the raw talent. That's but a nice still thing. a little
unpolished.
Someone needs to form that talent. That's what I do. I kind of shape the talent.
I get
a
injured
bit.
A lot as well. Sick. I'm sickly right now. I hate it.
It's all those splits you try to do during the radio show.
Yeah, that's true.
Get you knocked out.
I'm ready for the weekend.
So the Buddy Reed was lost. They lost a player in the minor league portion. Oh, no, they did lose the one player in the Rule 5 draft as well.
Bednar.
No,
he's here.
He just entered the top 30.
Top 30.
Pitcher,
I saw that, Hammer.
It was a pitcher that, and I've already forgotten that, McGill. Yeah. McGill was the minor relief pitcher that they lost in the Rule 5 draft.
Yeah, it's been quiet. I think some moves should happen this weekend, not necessarily by the Padres, but there's still a lot of big, big free agents out there. I mean, there's still some really, really big names out there that I'm sure they're bidding pretty heavily on right now. Mad Bum is one to watch. For sure, there's still Hyunjin Ryu is still out there, and a lot of teams need a starting pitcher of his caliber. So
I think what the Padres take away though from the winter meetings, I think they had a lot of discussions about who might be willing to take Will Myers, how much salary they would be willing to eat, what kind of prospects the Padres would have to attach. It was a fact finding mission.
Yeah.
All right. They looked at it all. I don't think what they learned was particularly.
Good.
Encouraging.
Right.
For the Padres.
Right.
My thinking is they're now leaning toward the fact that they're probably going to have to keep Will Myers, and he's going to be on the roster to start the season. Now, you know, injury, something can happen. You know, you trade away another guy in another organization, and all of a sudden Will Myers looks like, oh, I can talk myself into that option, and maybe the price won't be quite so bad for the Padres anymore. But at least coming out of the winter meetings, you know, they weren't exactly – having their door knocked down about teams that were interested in a Will Myers swap.
100%, man. And you still wonder what's going to happen with the catching situation. There's still a lot to do for A.J. Preller. I know he's again, it wasn't for a lack of trying this weekend at the winter meetings, Ben. He was one of the most active GMs, from what we understand, asking about a million players. So hopefully some of those dominoes start to fall.
Altogether, really good week.
Yeah.
A lot of fun out at the winter meetings. It was good to be back in studio today, especially see Hammer, our assistant producer. Have a good weekend, Hammer.
I will.
Paul Reindel, our executive producer. As always, great job for Woodsy. I'm Ben. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch you maybe at the soccer game tonight, if not Monday morning, 5 a.m. Jim Rome Show up next right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.